done great things. See what our Savior's done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. Yes, He has done great things. Oh,
serve an awesome God who has freed every captive and broke every chain. I just love that reminder that He is the one who has done great things for us and giving us salvation. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Squim Community Church. We're so glad to have you join us in person as well as on our live stream. What a joy it is to worship with you this morning. Let's continue to sing to the King.
There's nothing to fear now.
for I am saved in you. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night, oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In our mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God.
eternal spark. I call you healer. You can mend any broken heart. I call you faithful Father. You finish everything you start. My soul was made to respond. I know you by a thousand names, and you deserve every single one. You've given me a million ways to be amazed at what you've done, and I am lost in wonder at all you do. could dream. Your grace is patient. You're never giving up on me. I call you bondage breaker, 'cause you're handing out the prison key. My soul is made to be free. I know you by a thousand names, and you deserve every single one. You've given me a million ways to be amazed at what you've done, and I am lost in wonder at all you do. I know you by a thousand names.
Cornerstone, weak made strong.
darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
My anchor holds.
My anchor holds within the veil. Oh, in Christ alone, cornerstone, the weak made strong in the same. Faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, the cornerstone, the weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord.
Lord, you are Lord of all. Above and beyond the universe you created, this world we inhabit, this place where we gather to worship. You are Lord of all. You are the Almighty God. And it's true, the only question is whether we'll allow you to be the Lord of our world, of our life. Oh, it's your heart's desire that we would be in relationship with you. And again, we're always surprised that you chose us. You intentionally came to this planet so that we could be in relationship with you. That we could know you, that we could experience you. That would become the fuel for our life, our purpose, our meaning, our aspiration, our hope. We not only celebrate you, we commit to trust you each and every day. And it's true, our trusting is not perfect. Our fellowship at times is, well, it's sure not a fast pace, a consistent pace for sure. But Lord, as we follow and we fumble and fail and fall, we confess that to you, and we're thankful that you give us forgiveness. And that what you forgive, you forget. You don't hold it against us. And of course, that increases our trust. It perpetuates our hope in you. Lord, as we pray, you know who's upon our mind, heart, and soul. And Father, on my list, it runs the gamut from challenging marriages to illness, direction, a sense of your presence to give peace and stability. And Lord, you know that there are some that are just in need of provision. And how good you are at providing all that we need. As we make your kingdom agenda our highest priority, we continue to pray for the leaders in our world. Lord, especially the brewing conflict in Russia and Ukraine. Lord, we pray for those in our own country, our political leaders, our corporate leaders. Lord, get them wisdom to lead in the very best direction. Lord, we pray for our own state and our own area. Lord, in these moments, continue to be the cornerstone on which we build our life. Lord, that you would be the divine architect, not only of our own individual lives, but our lives together here called Squim Community Church. Lord, we pray all of these things in your blessed and holy name. Amen. So we got good news this week in Washington. If you're with us on live stream, we actually have a date when mask mandates are going away. Woo! And I think Rick has it all worked out that we've got it works out that that's a celebration Sunday. We're going to just have a big party. We could have coffee again. I know I'm going to really, and who knows, we could have donuts on that Sunday. Wow. It's in some ways it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years. In other ways, it seems like it's been two centuries, right? Here's some things going on in the life of the church. Rick has got a great opportunity coming up. It starts March 1st. It's in the afternoon on a Tuesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then again the same class at 6 o'clock. One is Zoom and one is hybrid. So if you want to be on site and be a part of it, there is a great book that we're beginning to look at in Restoring Rhythms called God's Space. And Rick got some great ideas on how to talk about bringing God's space to our space. And we're going to spend 5 weeks looking at that whole idea of how we share God's good news message with those around us. So again, that starts March 1st. You need to sign up for that online. So if you can't figure out how to get that to happen, call the front office and we will walk you through that.
I think in general, people feel pretty overwhelmed with the idea of evangelism.
I had believed that God could save anyone because he saved me. I got that. But what would change my life and the trajectory of where my life would go is when I realized that God could use me to help save someone.
We want to look at themes like invitation and hospitality and prayer and what it could mean for us to share our lives and our faith with others.
We all have a part to play, and God is so well pleased to use every single one of us.
And as soon as I change the question even, it changes my posture. And then everything becomes easier.
And there would be an inbreaking of love and welcome. And that may be what we're called to do.
One of the biggest challenges to becoming more outwardly focused is actually starts within us.
I was just being like faithful. It's like God's call, and that looked like inviting you. And then he like did the rest, and he like obviously like does so much for your life.
Like, it changed everything for me.
Please sign up to be a part of that. I know it'll be worth your time and your effort to be a part of that. I have two other announcements. One is we're having a congregational prayer experience, and that's going to be a week from today. It will be at 3:00, and it will be in the sanctuary. And I know some people, the idea of coming for an hour and, oh, we're going to be just quiet, and just a whole hour of being quiet with God. You can be a kinesthetic extrovert and be a part of this prayer time, because we have some activity for you to do while you're there. We're going to have prayer stations and people who will respond to you. You'll also have some things to do on your own, as well as things that we'll do all together. So put that on your schedule a week from this Sunday at 3:00. And yes, we still need things for the youth mission sale. And speaking of that, the one and only Keith Sandell, who's in charge of all of that. We need your new, gently used, good stuff.
Yeah, we take about anything. So,
well, yeah, okay, look, just take this guitar when you leave.
Perfect. That looks like it'll sell.
I know one guy that'll pay money to get this back.
There we go. Musical instruments, furniture, you know, Corvettes, anything you want to donate, we will take. So we'd love to do that. So we are going to be reading out of Matthew's gospel here. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, some of my favorite verses, and they go like this. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Amen.
Thank you. If you have items for the youth mission sale, you can drop them off anytime, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, in the church office. Just bring them in. You'll see some carts there. And if it's bigger, then it will place in terms of the cart, all the cars you're going to donate, you could just park them out in front and leave the keys and the visor, okay? Service. Today we're talking about service, that God calls us to serve. What God wants to do is God wants to use us in our service to expand and enrich his kingdom. And for him to use us, we need to align our agenda and allow God's agenda to be our agenda. What was Jesus' agenda? What should our agenda be as those who worship him? Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. The kingdom of God is about our needs being met, our spiritual needs being met, our emotional needs being met. In fact, the fact that the kingdom of God is at hand, sometimes it's all about feeding 5,000 people. And Jesus did it all. Everything from encouraging people to healing people to feeding people. And we need to align with the whole concept that really the primary reason we're here is we're here because God wants to use us to expand and enrich his kingdom. And that will happen if we first and foremost seek a kingdom agenda, God's kingdom agenda for our life. Not only in terms of our mind and our understanding, but living that out each and every day, living righteously to the best of our abilities. And then we shouldn't be surprised that God uses us to change the life of a person, to change the eternal trajectory of someone. And as we talked last week, it's very clear that eternity is in the balance in our relationships. The question is how do we enter into that conversation? And part of what Rick's going to do and what we're going to walk through on Sunday morning in terms of creating a God space, creating a space where God can work, where God can use our good words and our good works for his purpose. Once we're willing to let Jesus be the top priority of our life, then God uses us, and he uses us like salt and light. Here's our passage. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your good deeds be shaken out and shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Now, there's a good thing about our service, about our witness, about being a part of the expansion and the enrichment of God's kingdom, is we need to remind ourselves it's not our kingdom. It's God's kingdom. And the goal of us shaking out our lives and beaming out our light is life is so that people will see the truth, that people will experience the truth that's found in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. We have to have a Jesus agenda. And as we have a Jesus agenda, a seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, then as we go about living our lives, we do become salt to people. We season things when we show up. The other thing is we illumine and we warm things up just like a light will do. It's true, at the core, every Christian is someone who serves in the name of Jesus. We serve Jesus. And as we serve Jesus, we become his servants. And the Bible has a lot of great things to say about how essential you are in God's strategy and plan for expanding and enriching his kingdom. First and foremost, the Bible says that you were created to serve. For you are God's created masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us to do long ago. Who wants to do bad things? Anybody? No, we don't really plan to do bad things. They happen. We falter and fail. But it's good to hear, it's good to know that God created us to do good things, to have not only an immediate impact on someone or some group of people, but to have an eternal impact on them on a day-to-day basis. Yes, God created you to be that way. He not only created you, but he calls you to be a Jesus servant. It is he who saved us and chose us for what? His holy work. Wow, I'm not a priest. What do you mean, holy work? I'm not a preacher. I'm not a staff person at a church. Trust me. If you're going to leave all the expansion and enrichment of God's kingdom to the preachers, that ain't enough. See, God's strategy is one of multiplication. That we experience what it means to have Jesus be the leader of our life, and we share that in word and deed with others so that they can know it too. So that their needs would be met not only in a moment now that they're seeking the kingdom of God, but they will have their needs met, our needs will be met eternally as well. And remember, eternity is a lot longer time than our time on this planet. God created you to be a servant. God chose you and calls you to be a servant. And here's the good one. God has gifted you in some area of service. God has given each of you some special abilities. You all have, I have special abilities. I got one special ability. You don't have to have five special abilities, but everybody has at least one special ability. You know, I'm kind of like a one-string ukulele. I got one thing going on, right? And I play that for all it's worth. It's my special thing. And it's amazing to realize that, yes, God has gifted you in a special way. In fact, once you get a kingdom agenda and you start leaning in on the idea that God wants to use you as salt and light, you can't fail. You can't fail in your special area. You too will have an immediate and eternal impact on other people. God wants us to know that he's going to check in on how we're doing with the special gift that he's given us. Oh, he's given us that special ability to make sure that we can help other people. Now Romans 14:12. God holds us accountable. So then each of us will give an account of themselves to God. Now it's interesting, we don't give an account to other people. We may be accountable to other people, but ultimately, especially when it comes to being kingdom, salt, and light, our accountability is really to whom? Jesus, why he's the leader of our life. And I think in the process, he checks in on us. Hey, how are you doing with what I gave you? Remember, it's not about what you don't have, it's about what you do have. And how are you using what you do have, what I've given you, as salt and light to expand and enrich my kingdom? And that's a little bit, perhaps a very radical, different look at our lives. At why we get up every morning. And we all want to do our very best. We want to put in a good effort, and we do. Because one of the things that will happen is God not only is going to hold us accountable, but I believe God rewards us for being salt and light, for keeping his kingdom as our number one agenda. As we seek to take what God has gifted us with, created us for, called us to, he takes that and he rewards us for that. Now, I think he rewards us eternally, but I think we get rewards in the moment as well. Colossians 3. whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not people, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. So we need to live working with all of our heart, realizing that we're working for the Lord. We're working for the expansion and the enrichment of God's kingdom. Now, a little while back, I got to listen in on a corporate meeting. And there was a lot of conversation. And in the end, part of what I thought was, how much time and money was just spent about making a product? In fact, not even an essential product. Lots of conversation, lots of people, lots of time and energy. Now again, there's nothing wrong with making a product. Please keep making them. We've gone to the store and what we want's not there. So keep making it. But I thought in my mind, all of this for a product. Why not all of this to be salt and light to a community that needs seasoning and it needs illuminating? Why not all this time and energy for the expansion and the enrichment of God's kingdom? For something that's not temporal, it's something eternal. Remember, the only thing you're taking with you when you die, that's why you want to donate your automobiles, your boats, your motorcycles. You can't take it with you. We have a good use for it. See, we can't take all that stuff with us. We take those that we've influenced into eternity and our character in Christ Jesus, our fruitfulness, our Holy Spirit fruit. That character is going with us. Kingdom eternity or temporal product? See, we serve at the pleasure of Jesus Christ, and so we have to serve like Jesus Christ. And if we're going to serve like Jesus Christ, we should listen to the words he shares about serving. Matthew 20. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. See, he came to give his life away. He came in his leadership style to be a servant of other people. And it gets us thinking, are we willing to be last? Are we willing to take what we have and use it for the expansion and the enrichment of God's kingdom? Time, talent, treasure, and touch. And the way we do that is we do that by serving. We do that by giving of ourselves as well as our resources. Yeah, Jesus gave his very life so that we could have life. Then Philippians 2:7. He made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant. Service is important, but we all know that service isn't about us. It's about who we're trying to serve. I mean, isn't that the way you like it when you go to a restaurant, especially if you're paying really good money to go to a restaurant. One of the big things, sure, it is about the food, but it's about the what? The service. And have they served you well? And I think life is like that. There's a lot of food, but it's how it's being served. That's what makes the difference. The difference maker is the kingdom agenda. Am I wanting to just, is it about me feeling good about my charitable donations? My charitable efforts? Well, I think one of the immediate rewards is we feel good about our service. But the end result is has our service endeavored and in actuality expanded and enriched the kingdom of God? And sometimes you're going to have to wait on someone for a long time. And that's one of the great insights of God's space is, yeah, you got to wait them out. You might have to know them for a long time. It's probably going to be a service investment in the life of someone else. It's not going to be fast food. Not in this day and age. No, it's going to be a 5-course dinner. And you're going to have to serve and serve and serve and serve and serve. And so as we serve like Jesus serves, what we want to do is we want to serve up love wherever we can and whenever we can. In fact, kind of the days are gone. I was in a conversation about evangelism with someone. You know, back in the day, and some of you will remember this, you know, you met on Tuesday night with a white shirt and a tie on dress, and you had some dinner, you prayed, and then you went and you knocked on doors and talked to people. Wow, it's a whole different world today, isn't it? And so it's not a one-shot deal with most people. It's an ongoing relationship with that person, and that's an ongoing service that we extend to that person. Because don't you want to get to know the person that serves you on a regular basis? Well, if you're an extrovert like me, I do. Who are you? Thanks for showing up to work today. I needed a hamburger. And our goal is to serve up love whenever we can, wherever we can. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if you don't love yourself, you make an appointment with me. I'll help you with that. But here's the deal. We know how we love to be loved. Everybody's got a love language, don't we? Maybe a couple of love languages. And I believe everybody's got a love language. And service is part of that language, part of the action that goes along with the words. Yeah, we need to serve up love. We need to love other people the way we want to be loved. And I'm like you. No, I want you to love me the way that I want to be loved. And then I'll see if I have any time left to love you the way you want to be loved. See, being a Jesus servant is about loving other people. And you know how to love other people because you know that you love to be loved. We all love to be loved. And so the service that Jesus models for us is actually a lifestyle of serving other people, of serving up love wherever we can, whenever we can. It's a lifestyle. James 1:22 and 25. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. If you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Oh. It's not just about knowing what God wants us to do. It's doing what God wants us to do. And then 20 and 22. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Faith and action work together. Yes, faith and action work together. It's good news and good works and good works and good news. That's what service with a smile is all about. That's what service as the Savior models for us is all about. That is what service that's intentional about wanting to expand and enrich God's kingdom is really all about. In hearing it and doing it, understanding it and putting it to work, that's not just a seminar, that's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle. And it is good news and good works and good works and good news. Acts 1:8. And you will be my serving witnesses. You will do that everywhere. You'll do it in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Squim. We're near the end of the earth, aren't we? See, when it's a lifestyle, it's what you do wherever you are. And it is good news. And it's good works, and it's good works and good news. And if we're going to serve like Jesus serves, it will cost us. It will require our very best. We will need to be intentional about that. Because as we follow our leader, Jesus, then we understand that the most important purpose in all of life is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God that is at hand in our lives, and prayerfully and hopefully and as we serve in the life of other people. Because I could tell you, all the products staying here, it's not going to heaven. We want to serve our Savior and Lord. And we serve Him by serving others. It's sharing the good news and bringing that good works with it. It's doing the good work and bring in the good news. Let us pray. Lord, lots of pictures of people's faces come to our minds when we think about who needs you, who we would love to see included in your kingdom, to be a part of your forever family. Lord, it's really hard to believe when we understand it more and more that you would choose us. You created us, you chose us, you give us a special gift. You even come and through your Holy Spirit and encourage us when we become complacent or discouraged. Lord, we want to be a positive add-in in the lives of others. That's a great reward. And to do that in a way that you would use to change them from death to life, wow, what a pleasure. What a worthy thing for us to stay focused on. It is an eternal agenda that you place before us each and every day, and we thank you for that. Lord, help us to keep sharing the good news and doing good works, and doing good works and sharing the good news. And we just pray these things in your name. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is my. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. It's a mission, all is at rest. I am this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. As you go this week, be encouraged. The Lord goes before you. And as James 1 reminds us, to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. And the Holy Spirit will empower you as you do God's will this week. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday.